Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, October 28th, Thankful Tuesday, and this Tuesday I am overcome with gratitude for the Lord's steadfast love. As we read in Isaiah chapter 45, verses 18 through 25, there are going to be two worshipful outbursts. One of them is, He is God. If you're looking along and you're looking in the English Standard Version, there's two parentheses. One of them is this, He is God. And the other is, He established it, talking about the world. He did not create it empty. He formed it to be inhabited. And I'm just so grateful that the Lord chose to create us and that He has given us awareness that He is our Creator. And I'm thankful for all the many blessings that He has provided for us. And as we read His Word, may He be honored and praised. Isaiah 45, 18 through 25 in the English Standard Version. For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, He is God, who formed the earth and made it. He established it. He did not create it empty. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I did not speak in secret in a land of darkness. I did not say to the offspring of Jacob, Seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, you survivors of the nations. They have no knowledge who carry about their wooden idols and keep on praying to a God that cannot save. Declare and present your case. Let them take counsel together. Who told this long ago? Who declared it of old? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, from my mouth has gone out in righteousness a word that shall not return. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. Only in the Lord it shall be said of me are righteousness and strength. To him shall come and be ashamed all who were incensed against him. In the Lord all the offspring of Israel shall be justified and shall glory. I feel like for these past five chapters, we've been revisiting the same theme over and over, the power of our Creator God contrasted with idols who can do nothing. We're reminded of the character of God, especially in verse 24 here, that He is righteous and He is strong. And any righteousness and any strength that is in us comes from Him. Did you notice anything in this passage that was like, oh, I've heard that somewhere else in the Bible? Let's look back at verse 23. To me, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. And then let's fast forward to Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, which is a hymn of praise to our Lord God and our Savior Jesus Christ. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Look at verse 25 again in Isaiah. In the Lord, all the offspring of Israel shall be justified and shall glory. The connection here is that Jesus is the linchpin. He's the one who justifies us. And through Him, the glory of the Father is revealed. Our New Testament reading is Acts chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. Here I notice that Paul and the disciples did a lot of encouraging of the churches. And then I also was just mindful of the notes as it relates to this third missionary journey and the route that they took and how Luke is just helping us with all the little details. They were going to go to Syria, but they didn't because there were people who wanted to kill Paul, and so they went a different route through Macedonia. If you want a map of the third missionary journey, I've printed one out and I can screenshot it and send it to you, and you can just follow along as I did. After the uproar ceased, Paul sent for the disciples, and after encouraging them, he said farewell and departed for Macedonia. When he had gone through those regions and had given them much encouragement, he came to Greece. There he spent 3 months, and when a plot was made against him by the Jews as he was about to set sail for Syria, he decided to return through Macedonia. Sophater the Berean, son of Pyrrhus, accompanied him. And of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe and Timothy, and the Asians, Tychicus and Trophimus. These went on ahead and were waiting for us at Troas. But we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and in 5 days we came to them at Troas, where we stayed for 7 days. Today's psalm is Psalm 103, verse 43. Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Thank you for listening along on this Thankful Tuesday. To end the podcast today, I'd like to lead us through a prayer of contemplation. If you want to kind of follow along, I'm using Psalm 107 as a guide. We only read one verse here that reminded us to consider the steadfast love of the Lord, but Psalm 107 reminds us of the many ways that the Lord has been our Redeemer, the one who satisfies our soul, and the one who rescues us. Will you pray with me? Would you take a slow breath in and then an exhale, and let your body slow down as you seek to be mindful and grateful. Take a moment to thank the Lord, who is our Redeemer, the one who has redeemed us from the hand of the foe, has gathered us, has heard our cries, and has led us. Now thank the Lord for his sustenance, his provision, the one who satisfies our soul with good things, the one who rescues us when we were in darkness. His light beckoned us. Lord, would you give us wisdom to see your steadfast love in every moment? Give us eyes to see your deliverance. We want to be mindful to take a moment to pause and remember the ways that God has rescued us, and pray for that same rescue in the lives of those around us. We lift verse 20 to you, Lord. You have sent forth your word and healed them. You rescued them from the grave. We pray, Lord, that that would be the case, that you would break the chains of sin and sickness, that you would grant release, Lord. Lord, you have turned deserts into pools of water and parched ground into flowing springs, and your steadfast love endures forever. We thank you, Lord, for the people that you bring to mind even now, the places where you have made a desert into a river of living water, and the everyday little things that you provide for our enjoyment. We praise you, O God, for your steadfast love endures forever. Amen.